The White House is taking a more direct role in running post-war reconstruction efforts in Iraq. President Bush's national security adviser, Condoleezza Rice, has set up something called the Iraq Stabilization Group. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Bush this morning tried to downplay the significance of the bureaucratic shift.
You know, it's common for the National Security Council to coordinate efforts, interagency efforts. And Connie Rice, the National Security Advisor, is doing just that. And this group formed within the National Security Council is aimed at the coordination of interagency efforts, as well as providing a support group to the Department of Defense and Jerry Bremer.
The White House says Bremer, who runs post-war Iraq, will still report to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. One spokesman said the new interagency working group will just help Bremer cut through the bureaucracy back home. But while the White House was eager to put a positive spin on the change, many analysts saw the move as yet another sign that the White House is recognizing its post-war plans didn't work. Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution says the Bush administration has been slowly correcting major flaws. He cites three: the lack of international support, underestimating the costs, and the decision to put the Defense Department solely in charge of post-war Iraq.
We now see this decision as part of a U-turn in some sense in U.S. policy. The willingness to open up to internationalization by going to the U.N., coming clean on the true cost of this war by saying that we now need $87 billion for the next year, and now a reorganization in the White House that pulls decision-making authority away from the Pentagon and into the White House.
National Security Advisor Rice is putting her advisors in charge of four interagency groups, focusing on counterterrorism, economic issues, political institutions, and communications. They'll work on both Iraq and Afghanistan. Critics have charged that this setup was long overdue. Rick Barton is a co-chair of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says interagency battles hampered post-war planning in Iraq.
Too much energy was spent on who was going to be in charge and not enough on the taking the best of the planning that was being done in various parts of the U.S. government. So I think we paid a price for that. And the fallout has been that some of the good thinking was set aside, was not adopted.
Some members of Congress, now debating the $87 billion price tag for Iraq, have said they're unhappy with the Pentagon's performance and want to see the State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development play a larger role. The National Security Council Working Group could give these agencies more of a voice, but Barton says the main purpose is to allow Bremer to focus on the problems in Iraq and not on the bureaucratic squabbling in Washington.
He's got to be able to say, hey, I need a fire hose. And have a fire hose the next day. He can't be hearing, well, I'm trying to get it from defense, but they tell me that it should be a contract that AID has, but it turns out the fire hoses are all in a warehouse that's run by Commerce. I mean, that's... Sorry.
But Dalder of the Brookings Institution questions whether this National Security Council is ready to take the reins.
It's one thing to reorganize on paper. It's quite another thing to reorganize in practice.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice is a close confidant of President Bush, but Dalder says she's been wary of taking on an operational role. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.